Little Jesus of my life, you're a child just as I. Take my heart, it is for you. Keep me safe and close to you. Take it all, take it all. Keep my heart because it's yours. Take it all, take it all. Keep my heart because it's yours.
Day 31. Mary, who loved God all her life, who never offended him, and who did his will in everything, is rewarded by being crowned by the Holy Trinity as Queen and Lady of all creation. Prayer. Sweet Mother, what an example you gave us. Thank you for everything you have taught me. I ask you to help me give my life to Jesus and be more like you. Rose of the Day. Today, I will consecrate myself to Jesus through Mary, committing myself to know and love him more and more each day.
Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tum, advenia regnum tum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra.
Pane nostrum quotidiano da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis de vita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitorius nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen.
Day 31st, Saint Joseph. Little Joseph was the third among his six brothers. His parents lived in a large building. He was very different from his brothers. He was an intelligent child. He learned easily, and despite being so simple, gentle, and pious, he had no ambitions. His brothers made him the victim of all kinds of pranks and sometimes mistreated him. They were of very good social status, and each had small gardens divided into compartments, where they had many plants and shrubs, but often his brothers secretly caused damage to Joseph's plots, making him suffer a lot. Joseph was often seen on his knees praying with his arms outstretched, but his brothers would slip behind him and beat him. One day, while he was on his knees, one of them hit him from behind, and as Joseph seemed not to notice, he hit him again with such insistence that poor Joseph fell forward on the floor's laps. What happened was that the boy was in ecstasy during prayer, and when he came to himself, he showed no sign of getting upset, nor thought of taking revenge, but looked for another corner to continue his prayer. Joseph's parents did not show him much affection. They would have wished him to use his talent to conquer a great social position in the middle of the world, but Joseph did not aspire to any of this, so he preferred to seek refuge near some pious women belonging to the community of the Essenes and escape persecution of his brothers. He liked to go to a nearby grotto, where he busied himself with making objects and praying. An old carpenter had his workshop in the vicinity, and Joseph went there often and learned a little by little this trade, with which he progressed easily because he had studied some geometry and drawing. But finally, the troubles of his brothers made it impossible for him to live together in his father's house, and he had to leave to render all kinds of services to a master, collecting shavings, gathering pieces of wood, and carrying them on his shoulders. He was very pious and prayed for the soon coming of the Messiah, and so, one day, a holy angel came from heaven and told him that just as once God had entrusted to the patriarch Joseph the administration of the granaries of Egypt, now the granary was enclosed, the harvest of the salvation was to be entrusted to him. In his humanity, he did not understand these words and continued to pray with much fervor until he was ordered to go to the temple to become the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary and foster the father of the King of Kings.
Ave Maria, grata plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Mother Mary, I want to walk your side. 'Cause you are my mother, you are my God.